Newsday on the BBC World Service.
And this is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Friday, the 17th of January, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Holly Palmer. Elizabeth Rizzini is standing by with the shipping bulletin, and then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll hear about some of the workarounds which farmers come up with to keep older machines going. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, on Sunday afternoon, Gabriel Gatehouse will be back with a special edition of The Coming Storm.
It's been 4 years since Donald Trump left the White House.
It is my greatest honour and privilege to have been your president.
Since then, I've travelled America, exploring the mind-bending world of conspiracy culture and its impact on democracy.
We're living under more tyranny today than our founding fathers did in 1775.
Now, President Trump is back, and some of the characters I've met along the way could be given positions of power. So is the storm about to hit? The Coming Storm, Inauguration, with me, Gabriel Gatehouse, this Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And so to the Weather Centre and Elizabeth.
Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 17th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Zira, Forties, Cromarty, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Bailey 958, expected North Cape 979 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. South at zero. West-southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty. Southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, fair, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in fourth, fair, good. German Bight. Southwest 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4 in Thames. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland. South backing east 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay. Southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Biscay. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in West Seoul, but variable 2 to 4 at first in southwest Fitzroy. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in East Lundy and East Irish Sea. Fair, good. Shannon, south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing southeast 4 to 6, veering south 7 or gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest veering west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Faroes, backing southeast 3 to 5, veering south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or snow, moderate to very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South by west, 6, drizzle, 2 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Stornoway. South-southwest, 7, slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lerwick. Southwest, 6, slight rain, 8 miles, 1013, now rising. Lucas. west by north 3, 16 miles, 1024 now rising. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1031 rising. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest 3, 2 miles, 1036. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 5 miles, 1035. Jersey, south southeast 4, 5 miles, 1035 rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south southeast 4, 5 miles, 1035. Scilly automatic, south by west 4, 12 miles, 1032 now falling. Valentia, south by east 4, 9 miles, 1026 steady. Ronald's Way, south southwest 6, 9 miles, 1029 rising slowly. Malin Head, south by east 5, 24 miles, 1022 rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, 17th of January. General situation. High pressure over the continent will maintain fair weather and light winds in the southeast of the United Kingdom, while a strong southerly or southwesterly flow will affect the northwest. Rain and gales will affect northwest Scotland at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 to severe gale 9 at first in northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 4 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, backing easterly 2 or 3, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest backing southeast, then east later 2 or 3, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later in east, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in east, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, south or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 4 to 6, backing south 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, but occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes, Alan.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 17th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Israeli Prime Minister's office says a ceasefire and hostage deal with Hamas has now been formally agreed. Gas levels, which warm the planet, rose faster than ever before in 2024. In business, the boss of Next says the changes to employers' national insurance rates will have a negative impact on younger workers. And in sport, a late hat-trick from Amad Diallo guided Manchester United to a welcome home win over Southampton. Israel and Hamas have officially signed a ceasefire and hostage release deal after overcoming last-minute disputes. Israel said its security cabinet would meet later today to ratify the agreement. Some ministers have threatened to resign if it's approved, calling it a reward for Hamas. The ceasefire is due to begin on Sunday. Javed Ali, a former member of the US National Security Council, says the next few days will be crucial.
There are still very deep divisions, not only in the on the Palestinian side, but certainly within Israel itself. So we'll have to wait and see over the next few days as the Israeli cabinet, if it holds together, to ratify the agreement. And then on Sunday for the terms of the ceasefire in phase one to start. And that is just the beginning of what will be a very long process.
Last year saw the fastest annual rise in the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere ever recorded, according to data from a research station in Hawaii. Levels of the planet-warming gas increased to 426 parts per million, more than twice pre-industrial levels. The Met Office says it's now almost impossible to meet the key target of limiting climate change to 1.5 Celsius. Professor Richard Betts is from the Met Office.
CO2 in the atmosphere is now at levels more than 50% above what they were in pre-industrial time. So the time when we started to burn fossil fuels at large scales, we've now increased the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by more than 50%. And that's entirely due to you burning fossil fuels and also deforestation as well. So this is entirely human caused. And it's the speed of change which is the concerning thing.
The National Crime Agency has revealed that no convictions for breaching sanctions against Russia have been made by the UK since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. In a letter to MPs, the NCA said that charges had been brought in one case and that a number of other investigations were still ongoing. Last week, the Foreign Secretary David Lammy said he was making it his personal mission to choke off Russian revenues through sanctions. Official figures from China show that its economy grew by 5% last year, one of its slowest rates in decades, though it still met the government's target. The world's second biggest economy has struggled with a debt crisis in the property market.